Chapter 62. The reception for Ron was held in the library of the Hills School. Because the district operated its own transportation service, the school days at the two high schools were staggered. Hills started and finished its day 80 minutes after Summit. Any afternoon meetings that combined the two schools, therefore, were held at Hills. About 60 people gathered in the library. They represented a portion of the people who Ron would directly evaluate. He was their boss now. This was a veteran staff. Feelers began to go out about Ron as soon as his hiring became a rumor. Word came back. Ron Tuck was said to have been a popular teacher who was hard to get along with. He had unreasonable expectations for teachers and students. He was known as a hard worker and a bit of a scholar. He was also seen as pro-administration and anti-union. The veteran teachers were anxious to size him up. The librarians, led by Althea Babel, had already decided that they should educate him about how libraries worked. Ron smiled and met person after person. He knew that he would need lots of time to learn who these people were. Sandy addressed the gathering. "I'm personally thrilled to introduce Dr. Tuck to all of you. Dr. Tuck is uniquely qualified to join our team, and at least our debate coach is relieved that she won't have to face a squad of debaters that he has trained anymore." Sandy continually surprised Ron by coming up with tidbits about what he had done, things he did not know she was aware of. But it was true. Ron had won 3 consecutive debate championships at Mountain Oak. Sandy had been trying to add an interesting tidbit to his resume, but the staff, while cordial, seemed unimpressed. "I'd like to ask Ron to say a few words." Ron smiled his best grin. "Thanks for coming by to meet me. I know it's late in the day and you've been grading papers and teaching and starting that final lap into the end of the year, so I will try not to keep you long. I'd like to come around to many of your classrooms and stop in and formally get a feel for what you were doing. I'm sure that we will all get to know each other better. Thanks again for coming." Ron thought it was an innocuous opening, but one to which they could not take offense. Althea Babel whispered to her husband, their union representative for his department, "Should we object to these informal observations?" Greg Babel nodded decisively. "I'm sure he can't do that." Sandy walked 2 teachers over to Ron. "I'd like you to meet your 2 right hands, Dr. Tuck. This is Nicole Johansson and Marilyn Seeger." Ron smiled and stuck out his hand. They both took his hand and clasped without shaking. Marilyn was in her mid-50s. She was very well-dressed in a coordinated suit with coordinated earrings, a thin bracelet, and a pendant of matching gold sunrises. Her hair was teased and styled and totally in place on top of her head. "It's nice to meet you," said Ron. "I'm sure we'll get along just fine," said Marilyn. Ron sensed warmth and professional distance. He liked the feel of both. Nicole Johansson was very tall and very blonde, and Ron thought she and Sandy somehow looked like they were part of a blonde tribe. They exchanged a genuine smile. you might want to tell people that you aren't going to be writing anything down on your visits. You just made many of them nervous. Ron was momentarily stunned, but then nodded. I see. Can you pass the word that it's just me trying to learn how the schools feel and that I'm not evaluating them at all? The consulting teachers smiled and said that they would. It was, of course, a bit of a lie on Ron's part. He knew that he would be evaluating everything that he saw in the classroom, including them.